This is Decoded Datebook for August 17th. On this date in 1911, the Ward County Independent reported that Lucky Bob St. Henry had presented a spectacular exhibition at Minot. Several thousand people gathered at the fairgrounds to watch Lucky Bob take to the air in his Curtiss biplane named Sweetheart. Described as the brave birdman, Lucky Bob brought the first flight to the Minot area. Bob made three flights and was cheered each time he landed. It was the first time that most of the people in the audience witnessed an airship in motion. The first flight was a short one of only a few minutes. The plane rose about 300 feet in the air and traveled about 6 miles. The aviator, said the newspaper, demonstrated that he had perfect control of his plane. The next flight was even more impressive. Lucky Bob bumped along the ground, and then Sweetheart gently lifted into the air. Bob flew south for about 10 miles, attaining an altitude of 1,500 feet. The crowd watched anxiously as the plane became a mere speck in the sky. After what seemed like an eternity, the plane seemed to be getting larger. Finally, it came clearly into view. Bob descended gently and landed, according to the newspaper, as gracefully as any bird might. The crowd cheered wildly as he climbed down from his plane. The flight lasted 16 minutes and covered 20 miles. Bob spoke to a reporter after the flight. He said he flew over a farmer driving a wagon. On hearing the plane, the horses spooked and started to run. They broke away from the wagon and left the farmer sitting there. Bob said he hoped he hadn't caused too much damage. Lucky Bob's third flight was shorter, but it demonstrated daring maneuvers. He dove toward the ground, then suddenly darted upwards. He headed towards the city and circled over St. Joseph Hospital several times. He gave the patients a good opportunity to view his marvelous machine. One patient, who was 80 years old, was brought to the veranda so she could see the flight, something she never thought she would witness. It was noted that flying over the city was considered quite risky, but with his usual flair, Lucky Bob brought Sweetheart in for a perfect landing. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.